This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Sure is, big fella, and have we got a massive Thursday show for you today?
We sure has. This is just big news day all
around. Okay, a massive story breaking around the country as we speak. This is the topic everyone's talking about.
We're not
Peppa Pig banned in China.
Peppa Pig
banned in China. What? No. Say it ain't so.
Who would have known? We're also going to talk about something that is my trigger word.
Oh, here we go.
I won't let you know what it is,
what
but
it
it's
is
my
right
trigger
now?
Word. No, I'm
is
not going to tell you what it is.
Mickey?
It is. Well, sometimes it is, actually.
Okay, we are going to talk about PJs.
We are. And, you've
got
it's that connected, one. Yes.
Oh, is that connected?
Men are idiots.
Oh, hello.
Boy,
are you looking at anyone in particular?
Sorry to look at you when I say that. And Dave, I'm not looking at
you,
but
Jane.
Hello, how are you? I'm going to discuss quite a few big idiots.
Okay.
There's a massive one that's come out today.
There's a massive one that's come out today. Yep. It involves a sex tape. We won't go into too much detail.
And another one involves
moment.
A president.
Whee!
And the two are not connected.
And the president is not a sex tape?
No, it's not.
Oh,
he's
geez.
Not.
There
he's
you
not.
Go. We're going to check in with Adelaide Zoo.
I love
because
doing that.
There's a massive giraffe story going on in Adelaide.
It's upset me, but it's got a happy ending.
It's got a happy ending. You hang in there for the young giraffe.
Oh, they're my favourites, you know.
I know.
I love a giraffe. Not connected again with
all
giraffes
right.
is Will Anderson. He's a very tall.
He's been linked
dude.
To a giraffe. We'll have him in post the first Gruen.
And also, he got kicked out of the ABC. You know, he's starting to stack up. This would be a new comedy show.
We've got the audio. We'll play.
We have.
You
we will
that.
Discuss.
Dating apps, Jane.
Oh.
I don't get it.
I
you
don't
understand
get it.
It.
Oh, well, I'm trying to.
All right, Whitney knows what's going on. One of our producers here will drag her in to discuss what orbiting is. Any ideas?
Well, no, but I will inform you. And feel free to ask many questions.
So I will.
Because I like your curious attitude
that's right.
to this
yeah,
world.
I'll ask the good ones.
You will ask the good ones.
Mick Coyne, we'll give away a few more of those.
Excellent.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's
yep.
so much to discuss on the big program.
There
big
is.
Day. Big night. Front bar tonight.
Front bar. What time is it on
it's
tonight?
It's on 9 in most states because yep. it's on immediately after MKR.
Oh,
which
that's
I
a big one tonight.
It's a big one.
Well, they're finding out who's actually going to be the grand finalist tonight.
Right. And Manu's angry again. I don't know why.
Is it?
He's up to his
eyeballs. He's getting angry because you know what I heard him say the other day too? He wants to bring it back to the cooking. It's just got too much about the fighting and the personalities. Can we just see a crew some
showbiz
food?
And cooking. Just get back to the
we
basics.
We honestly want the basics.
Hang on. No, sorry, Dave, everyone. Dave.
Dave.
I didn't realise you were a purist when it came to
your
cooking
that's why I'm
shows.
Off the cooking shows.
I know.
Too showbiz now.
About. I know Mrs. Dangerous watches these
shows. She does.
Shows,
she's all across.
Often you go out of the room.
I do.
But it feels like you've dabbled back.
Feed the budgies.
It's a good time to jump back on board.
Yes.
If you haven't been watching these cooking shows.
MKR is going off.
Go and jump in because it's the good part.
You're into all these shows.
Of course I am.
Get a run in your house?
Of course it
what
does.
You, what's going on in your house?
In we had a birthday this morning.
Hey!
Yeah, we got a 17-year-old in our house.
Okay.
And we have the tradition of all the presents get wrapped up and put on the table.
Right.
And because we're
the
from
night before or during the when's the
night
ceremony?
When I go to bed, they're there.
They're
so,
there on the table.
Yep. Even if you wake up in the middle of the night, you can see them, but you're not allowed to touch them. You're not allowed to open them until the morning till we all gather around.
You'd do a drive-by in the middle of the
you
night.
You would
yeah,
do
if
a drive-by.
If it was your birthday, you'd be out. Oh, I might just go get something from the fridge.
You would. But what
couple.
Happens is you can't have like a pissy looking. You can't have one or two. You've got to sort of make it look like a little bit of a bounty.
Like it's a gift shop.
Yes. Yeah. Like and even if it's a crappy present, you've got to wrap it still, which is a little bit painful. But also in our house, because we have, we're gendered, more genders than one. And you know, we've got more boys than girls.
You're boys. Right. You're
and
top
boys
heavy
aren't,
with boys.
We're top heavy. They're probably not the most gift conscious gender. So
these boys are going to grow up. To swing by the 7-Eleven on the way home to get an anniversary present.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's what we're biologically programmed.
I know. I do a bit of valet present buying, I have to say,
yeah,
in our household. Yes, because I wanted, you know, I wanted the bounty to be there. I also might write a card. And I might write it in the way that I'm quite sure that the males in our house would not write to their daughter or their sister, like saying, to our sister, you are the most beautiful girl, the loveliest
red
sister.
Red flags all over the joint.
Yeah, yeah. Warning.
So that sends them off. They go, Mum, I would not say that in a million years. But speaking of gifts, I've come across the most unbelievable story today. Did you know there is a woman who was handed a birthday invitation in Australia For her daughter to attend a birthday party. Her daughter's 12.
12.
So what you do, often sometimes you get an invitation and you RSVP and you say, are there any ideas or thoughts? Because sometimes there are, you know, that parents can help
you. As a parent,
you
don't know.
As a parent, you don't know. And it's always helpful when you're busy.
Yeah.
So the mother of this girl texts back and she sent back pictures of circled items from a Goldmark jewellery catalogue all around $100 to $250 each, like, and added a gift registry for a 12-year-old.
Is this a gift registry for a 12-year-old?
Yes.
Okay.
And when she said awkwardly, this might be a little bit out of my price range, said, oh, well, do you think you could afford a $50 voucher?
Or don't come.
Well, I think she got uninvited. The daughter might have got. Have you ever heard anything more?
Well, what about Blue Ivy? She's got a shopper.
Oh, my God.
We're having a go at her. We've got our own. This girl's Australia's little Blue Ivy.
She is.
Her gift registry.
I would have lost that invitation.
You should write her a card, Joan. I'd like to see the tone of that.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
My trigger word. I have a few, but one of them is...
Oh, what's a trigger word first?
Trigger word is a word...
It's not like a safe word.
No. Trigger word is a word that gets you uptight, anxious...
Oh, sets you off.
Sets you off. Hot sweats, cold sweats, feel sick.
Oh, jeez.
All right, so I have to be very careful when I say this word. It's buffet.
Buffet.
Oh!
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Having gone through a lot of cheap holidays with kids and staying a lot of cheap hotels.
Sometimes only 8 minutes away.
they're the flashy ones. I have more than done my time in queuing up with children at the buffet.
Done.
Now, my kids and people I know, young people, beg to differ that buffet is a trigger word.
Right.
Because they frigging think it's the best thing on
okay.
the planet.
All right.
And the reason that it's a trigger word for me is that I'm getting a long way around what I'm about to talk
yes.
about. Is that it's the food and the people, lots of people around
okay.
you and bumping into
right.
you and piling
yeah.
their plates.
And the concept of all you can eat.
The concept of all
is
hideous, right?
Yeah.
You
know,
so,
it's not the classiest.
How could you possibly make that whole scenario any worse? I will tell you.
There's no Michelin hat buffets.
Not Michelin, no. There's not many. How can you make that whole experience worse?
I don't know, Joan.
Throw in people at a breakfast buffet wearing their pajamas.
Okay.
Oh,
so
what?
There it is.
What?
So
is
what's
going
the story?
On.
Quickly get us through this. It's
right.
At a hotel. It's an international hotel, is it?
Where there are many hotels now. Hotel
that do
guests
this.
Are now going down to the breakfast buffets in their flannelette
okay.
pajamas, and it's not a good look because.
Yep.
Well,
it's not a good look. And can I tell you this?
What?
The people most likely to be queued up in the queue for a buffet are the people I really don't want to see in their pajamas.
That's true.
Some of the hardest working pajama pants in show business, I would suggest, would be
Let's
all racked
say.
Up with their trays out in that buffet queue. Who wants to see a bunch of people in the morning
with their...
So they haven't even been had a shower yet.
No.
Their hair's all...
No.
They've got bed hair.
They've got no bras on.
Scratch. Yeah.
That's not a good look either.
I always put a bra on before I go to the buffet. This is,
hang on. Yeah,
it's outrageous,
hang
quick.
On, hang on. Now, Jane, we just had to dump you on the radio then. I can't believe you just said that.
That's a trigger word. That's a trigger.
My apologies.
What just happened?
You were very comfortable. But thankfully, our listeners didn't get to hear your potty
well,
mouth.
Well, I did.
We
had to live through that.
I'm very sorry.
That
about that. I was getting worked up about people
Listen,
wearing
their
pajamas.
Listen, a very angry deployment of the F word. We'll play that later. Can we beep that?
We can get that and we can play it on the radio.
Jeez Louise, what is wrong with you?
Oh, Jane. You really are triggered, aren't you?
Where do you think you are sometimes? I don't expect...
Where do I think I am? I have no idea. Who am I?
I don't expect you always to be ladylike. But dropping the F-bomb on...
Do you know what? I'm so angry because it's made you so happy that I did it before you did.
I don't know Jane anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't ask if you've ever been to finishing school. I'll tell you what, I'm astonished.
It's a mixture of the word buffet and flannelette pajamas. What can I say?
Those two words collided.
It really was. And also the fact that you said the people who are at a buffet wearing pajamas, they're not going to be your little naughty Peter Alexander skimpy little Victoria's Secret outfit, are they? Yeah. And that's what got me going.
You're blaming your poor behaviour and bad language on a combination of the words buffet and flannel pajamas. ridiculous. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, me.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Oh.
All right. So
do we have to pull ourselves together? Yeah. Do we have to go to a song together. Or something?
No. Can I just tell you quickly before we do? I had an incident with the pajamas this week.
Oh. Really?
Well, it was a terrible. Well, my boys were going to school on Monday morning, and it's bed week, so they're all learning about words to do, bedrooms, all this stuff, and so they were allowed to go to to school
pajamas.
In their pajamas.
That's fair enough.
So
I've
got the boys. I've dressed them in their pajamas and their dressing gowns and their bags. Taking them to school, and I'm walking through the school right towards their classroom. Yeah. I'm getting stink eyes from everywhere.
Why?
Well, in their class, there's only 10 kids, but the whole rest of the school there, and all the parents in the car park thought I was just a shit parent. They're all going, oh, look at well, that's just sad.
I couldn't put him in the uniform.
I've never been so happy to see another kid in his pajamas in my life.
All right, well, we're going to find another 10-second delay here so we can go back to the calls in a moment, and we welcome you to ring 133353.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
We're back. We're in delay, guys, so we're good. So if something happens,
well,
we can
I hope
dump.
We're in delay.
You might
have to wind it out a bit, your old potty mouth over there.
Listen, I apologise if, no one heard it, well, so I apologise to
they're about to
you,
because I've got the bit that we cut
don't
out
do
and
that,
I've beeped it.
Really?
No, people want to know, Jane, what you are like. Here you are. Getting upset about flannelette pajamas.
Flannelette pajamas at the buffet table.
Sure.
So this is how it went to here.
They've got no bras
on. Scratch.
That's not a good look either.
I always put a bra on before I go to the buffet. This is, I think we have.
Hang on.
It's outrageous.
Hang on. Had to jump there.
I'm sorry.
What is wrong?
I know.
With you?
I just felt so relaxed.
Is that how you talk around the house?
Yes. Takes all my effort to not swear on air.
Do you just
want to
hear a little bit again? Just that little.
Here
you know.
This is. I think we have.
Right?
You were really winding into that.
Oh, so angry, so triggered.
Hey, we were talking about the buffet and the etiquette attached to the buffet and how pajamas is no good. John's on the line. He's outraged.
John, do you hate it as much as I do?
Oh, absolutely. And whilst I have never experienced the pajama brigade, it's the people that eat in front of the food, stack your plate up and go back to the table.
Get out of there.
Jeez, what is going on with these people?
It's a loading zone.
I agree.
You make a good point, John.
Hoovering their scrambled eggs and their toast while they're still chowing down.
While they're still standing there. Contesting. Get back. It's all you can eat.
Good point, John. Well made. Give him a prize, Dave.
Yeah, you've got a Kennedy Malloy's prize pack coming your way there, John.
Well, I told you my buffet story, which was happened in Tarrancourt after a gig for the SAS. Involving Donald, the VC winner. I've momentarily forget his name.
Yes.
Mark Donaldson.
Yes.
And anyway, I had been invited up to the SAS buffet because I was doing a gig there that night. I was allowed to eat with them. And so there I was at the buffet, and I was taking a bit of time going, oh, it looks good. Oh, I might have a couple of those potatoes. Oh, I might have a little bit of, maybe
fillet steak.
Yeah, some mushrooms.
And then I turn around, and there's Mark Donaldson, wet from the waist down, covered in war paint, dripping my face, going, no, after you.
Wow. I've done a hard day,
so
had you, Mick?
I think I'm into John's class there. Hey, let's get into a bit of this.
Personally, I think you're a idiot. Most definitely inept.
You couldn't possibly know that.
He has set off a world of woe.
I can't hear you.
You blister idiot!
Jane thinks that all men are idiots.
We have people that are stupid.
You idiot.
Men are idiots.
Yeah, well, they're not the only ones.
Not today.
Mea culpa.
All right.
Pardon me. All right.
If this is chock-a-block today, where do you want to start? Let's start with the big one, one.
Police are currently probing a leaked sex video of an AFL star, a former AFL star, in a naked sex romp, which is usually how they're called. It's been widely circulated today. Apparently it was released a few days ago. There was a bit of word going around.
Yeah.
And that person is identifiable.
Identifiable. And could be in a bit of...
Could be in a little bit of strife.
Anyway, it's a terrible scenario.
And we don't know how those things end up because it's not the end of the world, but it is when it's without your consent is the idea from the police that one of the parties did not consent for this photo to be...
And
this video.
Other people involved and lives
involved
that will be upset by all this. That's fairly tawdry, as I found out when my fix tape was released.
What do you mean?
It's terrible. Sadly, I'm the only one in it.
But I really got frightened then.
Oh, Jesus.
Said that.
Please, please.
No.
Dave, have you ever been into sex dealers? Anyone?
No, I've never been involved.
Why are you asking me?
Change. Oh, well, I know now. I think you know someone. Yeah, who knows what you're up to?
Judgy, aren't you?
You've done a bit of swinging in your time. Oh, I know that.
What?
I'll change with the old keys in the bowl.
Never
go to a party at James.
Wow.
No, unless you don't take
I'm going to swear again in a minute. Stand by, Dave. This could be a very
dicey
day. I've
never sexed it. I'm old school. I still like to just pop out from behind a tree in a park and start tampering with myself. You know,
something wrong with you.
Make them feel special.
I do not want that mental picture.
Do you remember? I'll tell you this. Remember, this is such a thing now, and it's so easy because of these mobile phones. Mm. But do you remember the first ever, the one that strikes you was the first ever sex video, celebrity video tape?
Oh, yes. I would say Kim.
No.
Pamela Anderson?
Kim Kardashian.
No. Oh.
I'm going to say Rob Lowe. Do you remember Rob Lowe back in the day? And it was actually a camera with a tripod.
it was literally set up and action.
Very hard to say he didn't consent.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
So,
okay.
That's it. I tell you what we do. We've set the ball rolling. Why don't we take some calls? We've got a few others we'll bowl in.
For idiots or sex? I thought we were talking about sex. People are going, wow, that could be
worried
tricky.
Worried about you too. Hey, why don't we do that? So we've set the ball rolling. All men are idiots. Do you know an idiot? Are you married to an idiot?
Yep.
Is your boss an idiot? Let us know. 133353, Dave.
That is the number. Give us your demonstration of how men or people in your life are idiots. We're looking for the males, of course. And you call 133353. Take your calls right after this.
Your new way to drive home. Malloy.
Give us a call. Men are idiots. We want to take your calls right now. That's the segment.
You can talk.
What are you looking at me for?
You are an idiot.
Not. Beautiful.
You're sailing very close to the wind today.
I'm very sorry. I'm just not myself today.
Well, take your calls. 133353. If you know anyone,
I've
if you want to contribute. Idiots. Oh, okay. Well, fire
I've got
away.
Lots more,
sure,
actually.
Fire away.
One's presidential.
Who?
Trump.
Yeah.
Well, he should be. I mean, it's probably one of the first men idiots. I'm not doing Trump, but don't worry,
okay.
We'll clown him tomorrow.
We'll clown him tomorrow.
We will. But this is a bit of French presidential action from Macron, who's currently visiting Australia.
Okay.
And this is how he referred to Lucy Turnbull, our Prime Minister's wife.
But I wanted to thank you and your delicious wife for your warm welcome.
Okay. Oh, okay, so he's described her as delicious. And I was just saying, unfortunately, as a word to describe a woman, it's slightly sordid.
It's kind of it's more appropriate at the buffet.
Yeah.
Your delicious wife.
Ooh.
That's
ooh.
Right.
Yeah. He was
what have you been doing?
Oh, <it's> just,
what have you been doing with my wife?
Yuck. Yuck.
What's been happening?
It was the crazy mix-up comes about because in French there is a word called délicieux. Which doesn't mean delicious, it means delightful.
Oh, okay.
So he was trying, you know.
Manu would never make that mistake.
Manu would never make that mistake.
Manu should be president of France.
And he would
use delicious Manu appropriately.
Yeah.
So he's talking to the president of France. Manu!
That's delicious. That's the only French guy
these,
you know.
These macaroons are delicious.
I'm impressed you knew macaroons. Anyway, get
sounds
it together,
like
Macron. You're 40 and you're president. Just get your English right now on the world stage.
Also,
PS.
I get sick of the French coming over here and hitting on our women.
Mm. Well,
don't call our women delicious.
And also,
that's our job.
I agree. Do you know why he's so happy and rapt to be here? This is the most ridiculous deal Australia's got us into. We're paying the French, how many, $20 billion to build us about eight submarines?
I know.
Oh, why can't – that is – no wonder he's happy. No wonder he's calling Lucy delicious.
Yeah, he's calling her delicious. Not only that, when he called her delicious, I could hear his tummy rumbling.
Your delicious wife.
It's a word, though, that's been bandied about before.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we like it. Keep
moving.
We've
got Bruce.
Oh, Bruce. Yeah, Bruce. Well, that's ours. So when Bruce says it, it's not quite so creepy.
And they are delicious.
Oh, maybe
what a delicious young player he is.
Oh, hang on.
Maybe Bruce should be the president of France.
I don't think so.
What else?
All right, I'll tell you who should not be president of the United States, even though he's putting his hand up for in 2020, is Kanye West. First of all, he's an idiot.
He is an idiot.
Okay.
And for a number of reasons.
Well, first of all, he's married to Kim Kardashian.
Idiot.
Who could not be even more bigger idiot at the moment if she tried.
I think she's delicious.
So does she.
I'd like to take a big bite out of that bottom.
Wow, that's a lot to get through. That's a big
your
buffet,
your eyes are bigger
one.
Than your stomach, young master.
All right. Kanye has come out and said something really quite extraordinary. He's currently in a ranting, raving mode.
Yeah.
And he said something that was caught on TMZ. Yeah. And I think we've got a clip of him.
Have a listen.
When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all?
Yeah, he's basically saying slavery is a choice.
I can't think of a more offensive thing to say.
Nor can a lot of black Americans as well who have spoken out about it.
He did that at TMZ, which it was like a Q&A in the actual office of TMZ, and one of the black American reporters for TMZ pulled him up on it and did a great job for it too.
That's right.
I think buying his albums is a choice.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Can we get on to some of the callers?
Sure.
Do you mind?
Absolutely. Let's go. Oh, yeah, great. All right. Let's try Bill.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good,
Bill. Who's the idiot, mate?
Yeah, my mate Troy.
Right. What's he done?
Yeah, we were 16 and me and another mate and Troy went to a nightclub and me and my first mate walked straight through and the bouncer pulled Troy up and asked how old he was and Troy said, oh, I'm 16.
Yeah.
And the bouncer says, oh, you can't come in. And Troy says, no, it's okay. My mum knows I'm here.
Men are idiots.
Yeah, it's all cool.
Yeah, that's kind of sweet.
Oh, good
like
call,
that.
Bill. Margaret. Margaret's on the line.
Yep. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Who's the idiot?
My husband.
What's he done?
Well, he was very good, agreed to cook dinner one night as I was working and he wasn't. So I gave him the simplest recipe of one bowl quiche, throw everything in and stick it in the oven.
Yeah.
It was a zucchini and cheese quiche.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He rings me on the way home, says, it's not cooking, it's not setting, it's all slushy. And
what's going on?
I said, don't worry, wait till I get home. Yeah. I've had a look. Clearly doesn't know the difference between zucchini and a cucumber.
No!
Greatest.
Men are idiots.
Full of water and I'm looking at it thinking, well, it still should have cooked a little bit even.
Yeah.
And then had a look at the oven. He'd also managed to try and cook it with the oven on defrost.
Good.
What?
Isn't that bad?
I love that story. Yeah. Getting the zucchini and a cucumber mixed up. Margaret, you need a prize.
Prize
for that.
Pack coming your way.
We're living with an idiot.
Good stuff for you, Margaret.
We've got time for one more. Jackie, who's the idiot?
My husband, John, he's the idiot.
Why? What's he done?
John sounds like he's someone who's done a lot of wrong things.
Yeah. Yes, this is just one of John's silly little things.
What is it?
He's done. We had a wasp nest in the garden just under the porch, and he's decided he would get rid of the wasp nest by setting fire to it using petrol.
Oh no!
Okay.
Yeah.
So he has put the petrol on the wasp nest and set fire to it, but did not move the jerry can.
Jeez.
So the flames have jumped into the jerry can, and we managed to get the fire out. But I'm telling you guys, he is an idiot.
Men are idiots.
And not only that, he's got some really angry wasps on his hands too.
At least did the wasp end up going, Jackie?
Yes, we killed the wasp.
And burnt your house down.
Burnt the house down.
Good
thanks, Jackie.
Stuff, Jackie.
Well done.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Peppa Pig has been banned in China. The British cartoon Peppa Pig has been blocked on popular Chinese streaming platforms after the character developed a gangster reputation. Gangster.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, it's very interesting.
So more than 30,000 clips of featuring Peppa Pig have just gone missing. It's been incredibly popular in China since it was first aired on the state broadcaster in 2015. It's had 13.4 billion views on all the streaming platforms and a high approval rating from fans, and it's gone. Do people know what we're talking about, Peppa
Pig?
Yeah,
well, let's have a listen to Peppa.
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother George. This is Mummy Pig. And this is Daddy Pig.
sounds adorable.
Yeah, if that's gangster, I've missed a meeting. I really don't know.
Well, what's happened is the adults have got onto it. And the Chinese digital media, well, it's one way of being subversive in getting, they think it's getting information across because of censorship.
Pig.
Yeah. And they think because sometimes Peppa is a bit cheeky that it's, you know.
She's talking to the kids.
Yes.
Bringing them around.
Yes.
I can't believe this. The China had banned anything involving the pig. I've never seen them leave one behind. Let's be honest. I'm surprised they haven't changed their name to Peppa Suckling Pig.
A bit of Song Choy Bao.
A bit of Song Choy Bao. Come on. Jeez Louise. That's probably the way those episodes are headed down there. You wonder what's next. I adore the Explorers being banned.
Oh, why?
There's an episode set in Taiwan, which it didn't approve of.
Okay.
She goes exploring.
Right,
Did you do an episode of Dora the Explorer?
I did an episode of the
Dorothy.
Wiggles. Dorothy.
The dinosaur.
Dorothy. I'm Jane the Singing Dentist. Did you not know that?
I did not know that.
See, you're finding interesting things about me.
Well, the Wiggles, that's been banned too. Well, it's been changed. It's been adapted. They get it around now in the big red rickshaw. Well, you've got to hear their songs, which I love. Wake Up Ping Lee. Chop Suey, Yummy Yummy.
Oh, come on.
What about the new character, Confucius Feathersword?
You've had fun with that.
And Bananas in Pyjamas, they're allowing to go ahead, but
they
have to wear rice paper hats. What about Sesame Street? That's sad what happened to Sesame Street.
What?
It's now called Tiananmen Square. it's got a kind of different tone about it, but I think you'll find it's all right.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Some exciting news emanating from our Adelaide station and everyone around South Australia, coming from the zoo there.
It's one of the great zoos in Australia as well.
It is. It's unbelievable.
Yep.
They do such a great job. And a giraffe was born recently and it wasn't great. We'll get to the bottom of it. Why don't we speak to the CEO of Zoos South Australia, a friend of the show. We speak to her often, usually about Wang Wang and Fung Yu. But she'll be pleased to know we're here to talk about a good news story. Elaine Benstead is on the line. How are you, Elaine?
I'm very, very well. Great to talk to you both again.
Thanks, Elaine.
And this is an exciting story. It starts a bit hard, but tell us what happened to this young giraffe, which is how old now?
She's now 3 months old,
yep.
So born at the end of January and born to first-time mum,
yep.
Tula, and Tula didn't take to mothering, so the keepers were obviously keeping an eye on what was happening, and yes.
You're putting it politely, but...
Yes, and in what way does she display that? When she doesn't take to mothering, how does a giraffe not do her job?
Well, she, it's a bit different to a human, but she wasn't feeding the little calf, and she was actually then started kicking out at us. So
and what are the reasons? Not sure it's hers or...
Oh, a bit too much for her.
Just all a bit too much for her. So we made the decision to remove her from mum, which we didn't do lightly, it was obvious that she was going to need some help. And she has got a funny nickname, the keepers, I guess it was a tough situation. They've got a great sense of humour.
Yes.
So she started life with the nickname Eileen, E-Y-E, because she copped a kick to the face and had a bit of a swollen eye and a little bit of a head tilt.
Okay, so, that is bad parenting, I've got to say. I don't know.
Yeah, Eileen.
Yes, so poor Eileen. Now, did she be put into the care of a very tall keeper just to, you know, so she didn't spin out?
When she was born, she was about 67 kilos and about 1.7 metres high. So Mark and Tess were the two main carers. And Mark's pretty tall, so he could manage to hold the bottle at the right height.
Okay.
And that's a big bottle too, isn't it?
That is a big bottle.
It's a big bottle. How much milk is she drinking?
She's drinking a couple of litres in a go. But she's now, she's doubled her weight. She's now more than that. She's now 150 kilos and 2.3 metres tall.
Okay.
So we now are feeding her standing on the back of a ute.
And she's 3 months. That's fantastic. Now, she's 3 months old now, yes. And she has been able to re-establish herself back with her mum or with the pack?
Back with the herd of giraffes. So we've been doing slow introductions. She was sort of out the back and then we were slowly introducing her but with the fence in between and just so that they could sniff and sort of get used to each other slowly. And now she's back in with the group, which is fabulous.
Fantastic.
I love giraffes. They're my favourite animal, I have to say. I know lots
them.
Of facts about them too. One of them I know is, which might have been hard for the keepers, is that they really don't sleep, do they?
No, they don't sleep a lot, and
they stand up.
They stand up. They do occasionally lie down if they're feeling very relaxed. And at Monarto, they often do because they've got such a large area.
Did you know that, Elaine? Did you? Are we educating you?
Yeah, we've got more facts we want to run by you.
I've got one for you, Elaine. Which animal has the biggest heart of all the animals in the world?
I think you'll probably find it's a blue whale.
Yeah, good one,
it's the giraffe because they've got to pump all the blood up its neck to, to the brain.
I'll tell you
what. How many vertebrae do they have in their neck?
Two.
Well, yeah, good one, mate.
How many vertebrae do they have, Elaine?
They have exactly the same number as we do.
They have seven.
It's just that their vertebrae are obviously...
One last fact. No giraffe spots are the same.
Really?
Yes, they're like our fingerprints.
She knows that because she's got a giraffe rug at home, Elaine.
I do not. How dare you?
Well, this is fantastic news.
But I should actually give you the saddest fact of all about giraffes. They are gorgeous. And if you come up close, their eyelashes are absolutely magnificent.
They're stunning.
But the really sad fact is they have just recently been reclassified as being vulnerable to
extinction.
Why?
So they are facing a really hard time in the wild. Well, I guess just the same as with many, habitat loss, poaching for meat.
What's this world? It's evil.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It is. I mean, it's fabulous that there's places like zoos that are helping to support conservation.
Well, you are. That's why we love talking to you. World Giraffe Day
is coming up, so everyone can get
involved. World Giraffe Day?
Yeah, when's that?
World Giraffe Day. Well, it's celebrated around the world. In the Northern Hemisphere, the longest day in the world.
It's the longest neck.
21st of June.
For us, it's the shortest day of the year, so 21st of June, and I think you'll find that there's a lot of activities happening in zoos all around Australia trying to put a bit of encouragement on giraffe conservation.
Elaine, I think you'll find that I'm right, that the...
Mick, the
giraffe, or maybe land animal.
Maybe it's land animal.
It has the biggest heart. How's Wang Wang and Fu Ni going while we're talking children?
They're enjoying this lovely, we're getting a lovely burst of slightly cooler and wet weather, which they
are they snuggling up?
Is that good snuggling weather?
But they don't snuggle. You know that.
I know that.
They stay apart.
They've got a window of 3 days.
They only come together once a year, and it's not quite that time.
Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you.
You've been great. Keep up the good work. Congratulations. I love a happy ending.
Me too.
Go, you little giraffes.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Will Anderson's going to join us next, guys. And apparently he was kicked out of the ABC just a couple of days
back. Well, he's a troublemaker. We'll get to the bottom of it.
He's subversive. I've never liked him.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Let's crank on into it right from the get-go. We're going to be talking dating apps. Are you across this or are we pulling Whitney in for this
one? I'm half across it because I'm not dating, but I need to find out and what better way to get one of our glamorous producers to talk us through it because there's lots going on.
I cannot wait. And Dave, I'm guessing you're still on it from time to time.
Yeah. Grindr.
under false names.
That's it.
No doubt. Mick Coyne. We're going to put Mick Coyne up on the block.
We're going to go really big time and get rid of a lot of this Mick Coyne.
Well, don't say get rid of it.
Well, because I don't know how much longer I can cope with it, honestly. But it's exciting. I'm happy for you.
You can't have it both ways.
No, I know I can't.
You can't be trying to get rid of it and being excited about it. What's wrong with you?
Well, a lot today, apparently.
Oh, careful. I feel another F-bomb coming down.
Oh, yeah, my apologies for that.
We're going to take your calls and take your tweets.
We will.
But first...
We have a great friend of our shows, of the network.
Let's not overplay it.
Why not? Well, I can.
Good friend.
My very best friend in the world, Will Anderson.
Hello, Will.
It's nice to be here. Thank you very much, and thank you, Dangerous Dave. I have also seen you on Grindr under your alias, Dangerous Doug.
Dougie. Now, did you hear what transpired? I heard it. Where were you when Kennedy dropped the F-bomb?
I was walking here to the studio, and I was having a listen to you guys, and just when a conversation cuts out halftime and then just comes back, with something that's completely unrelated, I was like, oh my God, what just happened then?
Well, we played what happened, which is the bit that's cut out, which people at home don't hear. We beeped it and put it back on. If you're listening earlier, we were talking about people in their pajamas at a buffet, and apparently it's driven Jane Kennedy to the psychotic
state. Well, to despair, because it would.
Let's have a listen.
They've got no bras on.
Scratch.
That's not a good look either.
I always put a bra on before I go to the buffet. This is,
I think
we have.
Hang on.
My favourite bit is Dave just going, hang on.
You keep going, that's why.
That was a
look. How many weeks are we in doing this show?
Is that how you talk? Is that how you talk when the cameras aren't on?
Yes, it is. And I've been trying to tell people it takes all my strength not to drop the F bomb every third word.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever sworn on air?
I have, and I went the further.
Yes. Yep. You went further.
Yeah, I went further. It was an accident. It was back in the era of, you'll remember this, Mick, the Uncut Show. Remember, there was like Big Brother Uncut, and they would have all the, and there was always the the saucier version of the show on television.
After Dark.
So I was on Triple J doing one of my patented comedy bits, and I was doing a little list of other shows that would benefit from being an uncut show.
Sure.
And I was naming the show, so it would have been, like, I don't know, Burke's Backyard Uncut, which in retrospect...
Which might
I'd like to see that. I think an F-bomb would be the least of your problems on that show.
At the time, a popular fisherman had a show as well. His name was Rex Hunt.
Rex Hunt.
And I tried to say, and I'll be careful right now, Dave, get your finger near that, Rex Hunt Uncut, and I did not say it with the precision
that
I have said it just then. And so, the C-bomb dropped live on air, and we did not have the delay technology.
Right.
And my boss, the recently departed, a guy called Stuart Matchett, he was a radio legend in Australia, and he was our boss at the time, and he comes immediately into the studio, and you know when you know you've done something wrong, and like the boss is there, and he just looked at me, and he just goes, if you ever say Rex Hunt on this station again, and I was like, good to work at Triple J.
Excellent work. Now, we enjoyed the Gruen show last night, rated very well.
Ten long years.
Well, it is hard, also on the ABC.
It's a heritage show now. It's on the ABC. We had Russell in here yesterday, who's also a friend of our show. And,
I love Russell. Love when you have
him on the
show.
We're glad it's back on air. Were you happy how it all went?
Yeah, I think we were. I mean, I don't watch it. My favourite time is like 8:30 on a Wednesday night because I go to bed. because it's like we film all day on Tuesday, like tape on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, I do all the press and all that sort of stuff. And so literally when no more phone calls can be made, no one can ring me and say, can we change this or whatever, as soon as it goes to air. So that's my night where I'm just like, I'm safe.
I'm turning
off the phone. I am going to bed. But
very good.
I just wanted to mention this quickly, if I may, that giraffe thing.
I
heard that
expert,
so-called expert you had from the Adelaide
Zoo. Elaine Benstead, CEO of Zoos South Australia.
Oh, you're scoffing at her qualifications?
All I'm going to say is giraffes aren't born. Don't believe it for a second. Have you ever seen a giraffe? Have you ever seen a giraffe?
What do you mean, giraffes?
There is no way you can fit a baby giraffe inside a giraffe. Like, you tell me how you fold a baby giraffe in a way that it fits inside another giraffe.
Well, it's a bit like IKEA. They've worked it out.
Well, I can't get a fitted sheet to fold into my cupboard, and you're telling me you can fold a giraffe in a giraffe.
Yes, and they plonk out, and within an hour, they're standing up.
I know.
That's the rule.
I mean, it really does make you think.
I was smoking within 3 hours.
You would have been.
Yeah, you were up in in 1 hour and really have sat down pretty much since then.
Poking onto a boob, had a Winnie Blue.
I've often felt sad for your mum.
What I couldn't.
But now is the
she
time.
She abandoned me for 3 days, don't get me started on that.
You're the only person in the world who took more steps the first time they walked than you do on an average weekend.
That's right, 43 to be precise. But Elaine, I think I've got her on toast here.
Okay,
because, animal has the biggest
heart
in the world? Well, and she's corrected me with the blue whale.
All right, let's look
the
it
giraffe,
up.
Because
why
the giraffe has the biggest heart, because it has to pump it all the way up
But its heart's not in its head.
Who are you going to believe?
I don't know.
Sorry, are you going to believe the CEO of South Australian Zoos or Mick Molloy? Tricky.
Jury's out. I'm going to have to go and Google it.
More with Will after this.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Will Anderson, our special guest.
Will, good man.
I really don't like doing this.
You do like doing this.
I don't.
Not swearing on air.
No. What animal has the biggest heart?
Here we go.
Mick, you suggested that it was the blue whale.
Oh, no, I suggested it was the giraffe.
Oh, you just suggested it was the giraffe. Yeah. And you were corrected by Elaine.
Elaine, who's the CEO of Zoos South Australia.
Yeah.
And it brings me no joy to do this, but it's the blue whale.
Yeah.
The blue whale's an idiot.
The blue whale is not. And clearly the blue whale.
Once we hunt them into extinction. I will be proved right.
Don't think
right.
that's what we're saying.
Plus we get the,
you, I know
plus
you don't mean that.
Plus we get the Nissan Maru out
no,
there.
No, you don't mean that. Don't
start picking them off one by one.
Why don't you just
I'll do
go
it
off
myself if I have to.
Have you?
We'll see who has the last
laugh. We don't endorse that.
I'll swear again.
Could you? By the way, if you've missed it, here's Jane unloading on. This is, I think, we have. Do you have children, Harry? What are you going to do when you get
a go? Am I right? Dave, can we just hear it one more time? Is that all right?
Yeah, sure. I'll give you the full break. Here it is.
They've got no bras on. Yeah. That's not a good look either.
I always put a bra on before I go to the buffet. This is, I think, we have.
Hang on. So,
outrageous, quick.
Hang on.
What I love, okay, well, firstly, hang on. that's pretty great, Dave. But I think you've barreled after the effing with a frickin'.
Correct.
Have you, right?
Like, she's double barreled.
Like that would somehow make it better?
She's double barreled.
Like I was trying to wish it away. Yeah.
And then put it on.
No one will notice if I say frickin' quickly afterwards.
This is, I think we have.
And then I do like a Mrs. Mangle squeal, like, oops, Vicar. It literally came out my mouth. I don't know where that sound came from.
The whole thing's detracted from a very good joke of mine about a bra,
I know,
which has been lost in the mix somehow.
No, we got the whole you in a bra. Oh, right.
Well, I think that didn't go to air the first time, the bra comment. So everyone missed it. So it's only Jane swearing that really got it back on the radio.
Well, it is.
I'm going to come full circle now. We're talking about being on air, and another incident occurred with you. Were you taken away by the coppers, Will Anderson?
It's true. yesterday I was at the ABC. You always like Mick. You've been shown the door at a couple of networks as well. And sometimes there's signs.
All of them. Some more than once.
Sometimes there's signs that things aren't going well. I remember that I found out they were cancelling the Glass House when one morning I went into my job at Triple J and they were replacing our poster with Margaret and David. Wasn't a great sign.
Well, I remember, I think it was The Nation, and the day before The Nation, which went around Channel 9, James Packer sold all his shares in Channel 9.
the day before the first
episode went to air.
So yesterday...
As a sign, followed the markets.
It was the first episode of Gruen.
Yes.
And
you're doing publicity.
I'm doing publicity for the show. And during the day, I got about like 12 interviews, and some of them are on the phone. Some of them are in like the booth at the ABC. You talk to various ABC studios across the country. So between my morning job on Triple M in Melbourne...
Yes, our Melbourne station on the hot breakfast where you do a bang-up job.
So I finished that at about like 9:10, and I have to do a couple of interviews on the way down to my 10 o'clock at the studio at the ABC.
Yeah.
So it turns out that you just try to, on the walk in between, you'll just try to find a quiet spot where you can take the phone call and do the...
Sure.
Right, so I get to the ABC, but I don't have time to get through security and up to the booth, so I just go inside the door, but before the security...
Gotcha. I'm in the foyer,
right? So I'll just
go
into the foyer.
But you're Will Anderson, who's connected to the ABC.
I've worked in that building literally for 20 years.
Okay.
So I thought that perhaps...
That's
and
important
I know
to establish.
Most of the security people there. So I was like, oh, well, they'll just see what
you're
I'm doing.
You're doing an interview,
and everything will be fine. But what I did not know at the time was yesterday the French president, Emmanuel Macron, was coming through the ABC. So they had extra security on at the ABC because obviously the president was coming in. So some security guy who I guess doesn't work at the ABC has spotted me, thinks I'm like coordinating some plan to assassinate Macron or something.
Now this went to air?
Oh, I was live on air with 94.5 FM in Perth.
We've got that. Would you like to hear it?
I haven't heard this.
Great.
Basically the whole story starts with me leaving my house in... Oh, hang on. I'm being escorted out by security out of the ABC building.
Whoops.
They're kicking me out of the building. Literally, they're kicking me out of the building.
This is next year's show.
hang on. I can't talk. He doesn't like that I'm talking.
Really?
ABC security have literally just kicked me out.
You're being marched out.
I've been working in this building for 20 years.
Man.
The security guard has literally just escorted me out because I think... He thought that I was talking too loudly.
Right. It's not a library, it's Auntie.
I think they're going to send out B1 and B2 to what's going on.
This is your Peter Finch moment. This is really get
something?
It all out.
I'm really disappointed in you. I did not hear the phrase, do you know who I am, which is mandatory to drop as you're being escorted from any venue.
You know the other thing, Mick, is that the ABC foyer is lined with posters of the people. Who, no, but I'm looking around as I'm being marched out and I'm like, Ando? When was the last time Ando was on? Why is there not one of me that I can stand next to?
Well, you'll be back. That is awesome, and somehow only fitting that it involved you.
All right.
We've got the shows coming around too. Where are you heading up to
Perth
next?
Perth this weekend. Yes. So if you're in Perth, there's some shows Saturday night, which was what I was trying to plug when I got kicked out. And
excellent.
Then Canberra and Sydney still to come on the tour as well.
Yeah, congratulations on all your work with the Hot Breakfast in Melbourne. You're doing a great job down there, and we couldn't be happier. Thanks for swinging by.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for
having me. Will Anderson on Kennedy Malloy. Up next, we're talking dating.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Bit of dating news we've got.
Dating news?
Yes, because I always love that. Now I'm a bit out of the scene. Oh, I only have been for about 60 years. but I always like hearing from someone who I feel is a bit of an expert in the area. May I introduce Whitney, our producer.
Hello, Whitney.
Hello, how are you?
Whitney, is it fair to say you're 30 and single?
Yes, well, thank and you I'll very say, much.
And gorgeous and hot stuff. And Whitney, you're very informative and you're very helpful to have around the office when we don't know things. Which is quite a lot when
Indeed.
It comes to me.
No, it is. Well, we're interested about dating apps because we know nothing
There's
about it.
There's a lot to know.
There is a lot to know.
And
now,
some
Facebook.
Big news this week.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Facebook have now announced that they are going to have a new app like Tinder.
Yes, but it's not actually a new app. It's going to be part of the Facebook app. So it's just another function that's going to be a dating app.
Already got all your information.
Yeah, so they might as well match you up. Yeah. And what's it called? What's the creative name that they've come up with for?
Super creative. It's just called Dating.
All right. So this can be on everyone's Facebook if you just say you're still on Facebook.
Are you automatically signed up? Do you have to opt out of that, I'm guessing, do you? What will they do?
Yeah, it's like you almost create a second Facebook profile so you can be part of it. I don't know. It's a waste of time.
Because you have to have Facebook to be on Tinder, apparently.
Yes,
I have friends who tried to get on Tinder and
correct.
They had to get on it.
You have to use all your Facebook info for most of the day.
So they're
going to
cut Tinder's lunch now. Is that it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Now, what are your thoughts on this? And would this be something you would sign up for?
No.
And why
the dating, I'm on two, maybe three dating apps. They're all...
Let's call it half
I love the way you're not specific.
Let's just round it up.
They're all useless. Like, you just... They don't work.
Well, they're useless because you found that not to be very successful. Is that the issue?
Not taking any of the blame for this with me?
No, she's not taking the blame.
All down to the
apps? It's just changed meeting people.
Are your standards too high, do you think?
Possibly.
Have you been talking to my mother?
She's on the line now. No. Well.
All right. Well, let's talk.
Would your mother? Would she? Would like you to find a boy and settle down?
Yes. Even my father last night asked where somebody is in my life.
Well, I'm sure there is. So
where's this going?
What's the next step? What you can do to find someone? Because
is it a man you're after?
Yeah.
Well, just checking. Could
all
be
right,
anything these
Nick.
Days.
What? Because some I've
could
spoken.
Could be a bit lesbo. Nothing wrong with that.
Seriously,
allowed to have fun.
Sure.
I'm sure.
Whatever the kids are up to today, I don't know. Could be
don't
transitioning
knock it to
as far as I know.
Here's the awkward thing.
I have
thing.
No idea. I've completely that ship sailed on me.
Well, it has.
I'm just trying to be nice.
Well, I don't even know if we describe it as being nice. Here's one of the issues that Whitney's come across, which I find quite excruciating.
Yeah.
That you sometimes have in Tinder or Happen.
Yeah.
Is that what's that? Just explain
or Bumble.
To me what, or Bumble. Can you
Bumble.
Explain what they are to people?
Bumble
in a
sounds
minute?
Like trouble. What happens on
so
Bumble?
So Bumble's when the chick has to talk to the guy first. So the girl has to make the first
That'd
move.
Be a
otherwise, you
change.
Lose. Well, I think that was the whole point of it.
That's the point, all right? So we're getting with the program. But what happens when, for example,
does the bloke she's talking to have to be sober?
Yeah,
this.
Exactly. Can you believe what I've worked with? This is like my life. Welcome to my world.
I wouldn't be getting on the front foot if I was you today. Did you hear Jane earlier?
I did. It was fabulous.
You've got the short version there, yeah, sure, Dave.
This is Jane swearing on air.
This is. I think we have.
All right. My kids might be listening.
Oh, well, you should have thought of that.
No, they're used to it.
Before you swore on national radio.
They're used
woman.
To it. All right, this is the bit that
How
blows
can we help?
My
What's
mind.
Happened?
Whitney might be in the office and might be flicking through, but someone who works in this building might be an option for her.
This doesn't sound like a hypothetical to me. It sounds like it happened.
Yeah,
it has. It's happened in our office.
How close was the guy in question?
Like, next, like literally 10 Same. Feet away.
Okay, I've got one more question. Dave.
I'm married. I'm not on these apps. So
that
no.
means you must be coming up on his.
So yes, I'm paranoid that people are looking
awkward.
At me.
So is
going,
he not swiping
you?
On you?
Well, I didn't swipe on him, so you won't know.
Ooh,
unless,
I like sound this.
Yeah,
and now what's the one when you talk about when you can track people when you walk
yeah,
past
so
them?
Yeah, so Happen.
This? Listen to this.
Happen is where people show up that you've physically crossed paths with, and it'll show you on a map
and you didn't know
where you crossed paths with them. So it basically means they're in your vicinity.
It's totally handy for stalkers. It's like 101.
And so what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Ding, ding, ding. Oh, there's someone. I've just walked past him. What? I gotta.
Are you looking for someone to date?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Yes or no? It's a simple question.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, look, I want to know.
What are you looking for? Just out of interest?
What do you
mean? Have you got a type?
I don't think so.
Well, here's your big moment.
Give us a call, 1-3-3-5.
Well, no, but I do want to know.
If you're out there and you think you've got the goods.
But people must have had,
smart,
like,
young,
Whitney.
Funny, intelligent.
That's right.
The complete package.
Or people that might have had awkward moments in the office as well, where you've gone.
Okay, this could be
you've
more fun.
Crossed someone and gone, what?
Oh my God.
What do you mean? Like you've found someone you know who's come up on your Tinder. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh my God. I found my friend's brother who has a girlfriend, and they were seeking a third person to join them.
What? With knowledge of his partner?
Yes. They were both together in their
this
photos.
This show's very informative.
And you didn't bite on that?
Oh, no. No, I passed. Swipe left.
Vicky.
Oh, I'm just saying, I don't know how the world works
but
anymore.
I'd like to know if anybody's had awkward situations, workplace situations,
yes,
life situations.
Involving no one in this room.
Don't keep looking
not
at
not looking
me
at anyone.
How dare you? Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy. Talking dating apps, getting ahead across some of those awkward encounters on the dating apps.
On the apps, and some ghosting and some orbiting and all these newfangled
tell us about orbiting.
Yeah, what's that, Mick?
You orbit around someone.
We'll go into that another day.
Large.
That's a whole nother world orbiting. Same with ghosting. We'll explain about that in a moment. But what we're interested in is finding out about people
awkward
who've
moments.
Come across someone on Tinder they kind of maybe didn't
or
expect or it might have worked out. Or any dating app.
Have you come a cropper? Have you gotten in a situation that you...
We've had success.
Not.
Let us know. Tim.
Rather not.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Tim, what happened?
What's your Tinder outcome?
I'm actually with the same partner I met on Tinder 3.5 years ago, so we're still together.
That's
great.
Are
you still on Tinder?
No.
When do you make the decision to drop being on a dating app? What's the timeline? How long do you have to be out with someone before you drop it?
We agreed on about a week. We'd been chatting for about a week, and I basically said to each other that, we would delete the app and continue on.
Oh, that's a big decision.
In the real world, not on the
Now, can I ask, Tim, when you were on the app, were you looking for a long-term relationship or were you actually hoping to just hook up for a bit of...
I was, but I didn't even get a chance. So I was on there for 10 minutes and swiped and we've been together ever
Bang.
Since. So,
that's a great news story. Thank you, Tim, for filling us in on that.
I'm hoping to get more interesting than that.
Okay.
No, that doesn't interest me, long-term relationships where people are happy.
All right.
Oh.
Thanks, Debbie.
Where's the joy in that for us? Yeah.
Billy might have something for us. Billy.
Hi there. After I got my P's, I swiped to my driving instructor, who was a married woman.
Oh,
geez. Hey, now Mixie is prick up.
Let's just say the car was rocking. The old P-plates on the front, the P-plates, the car.
That's hilarious. It's a bit of Mrs. Robinson action there.
Oh, well, I could have got my P's and lost my V's, but...
Oh.
But she was on Tinder, but married.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm
suspecting
her husband doesn't know she's on Tinder. Thank you, Billy.
Billy,
hope you got your P's. You did. Jason.
Yo.
How are you going on these
good.
Websites?
What
on
happened
these
with you?
Sites?
Well, my lady at the time and I were swingers, and we were not on Tinder, so it was another app. And so we ended up going on this blind date, so to speak, and it ended up being her boss.
Oh.
Okay, now there's so many questions I've got. Right. First of all. I'm going to be mature about the whole swinger scenario. That's all cool. Yeah. Was the boss a guy or a girl?
A guy.
Oh, so your swinger scenario was two blokes and your wife.
No,
you?
Two and two.
So
two
was
and
the,
two.
The boss's wife was on deck as well.
Okay.
Correct, the Mundo.
How did it all work out for you, Jason?
Embarrassing. We said thank you very much. We had a nice dinner that was very awkward, and I think she ended up leaving the job about 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
should have gone the bing, bang, boom and asked for a raise. I would have thought.
Well,
could be running the company
someone
by
someone should have got a raise out of it.
Children's radio, I won't answer that.
Thank you.
Well done.
Jason, we better give you a prize for
that. Yeah, you're going to go see the Screaming Jets, the Rock Right Tour, August and September. Tickets you can buy at screamingjets.com.au.
Make sure take a few swingers with you.
Let's go to Jess. Who's got an idea, I think. Jess, what's your dating app idea?
We've actually built the app.
Yeah.
It's called Flirt Party.
Flirt Party. Okay. Yeah, what's it all about?
Well, basically, we're going to run singles parties all across Australia.
Yeah.
And they're venue specific. So we log in the venue's details.
Yeah.
So you actually have to have the app. And when you walk in the app, it activates. When you walk in the venue, sorry.
Yeah.
And then it lets you know the other people in the venue and you can chat to them while you're in the venue.
Well, so there'll be people in the venue who aren't aware what's going on.
What do you mean?
Well, there'll be people in there who's not on the app.
That's correct, yeah. So you've got to have the app and you can hook up with people in the venue and chat to them. And
you're kind of like a secretive flash mob.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there you go. You've got a plug on air for Jess.
What's it called?
Flirt Party.
It's called Flirt Party.
You seem to know it all, Jane. be up on this.
I've got a bit of interest in that.
All right,
no,
Jess.
I don't, by the way.
I'm not sure you sold that well, but good luck with your app.
All right. Let's try Philip. Hello, Philip.
Hi.
Yeah,
hey,
what's going on with you in awkward moments?
Oh, the best one I've ever had. So I rock up to work and there's a new receptionist at work.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine has got a photo of himself and me on his Tinder profile. I'm also in the background, so I'm not the main person in the photo. These two are hitting it off, having the most raunchiest conversation. End up, they've actually organised a bit of a hoot and whistle. And I come up to work and she's like, got me in one of those data rooms that's got files in there. She's like, oh, how you going? She's been flirting with me the whole day. She knows I'm engaged. And then she's like, do you go by a different name? I'm like, nah, like Philip, totally, it's my only name. Phil, Philly, whatever tickles your fancy. And she's like, well, about tickling my fancy, are we still on for Friday night? I'm like, what's on Friday? Like,
oh, so she thought it was you, not your mate.
Oh.
Well, yeah, she dead set thought it was me. Because I was the main person in the photo. And he's like, got his head in the background.
Can I just say, I would have rolled with this, Philip.
Well, but the thing is, it wasn't like you wouldn't nick, but not this one.
Oh,
this was the one that you kind of
so complicated.
Left on this one.
All right. Well done, Philip. He says no. Well, I would have thought if you're on a dating app, there shouldn't be more than one I don't know the rules. Maybe not more than one person in the photo.
I would have thought that was a real dumb move just to put a few people on the front and stretch your chance.
And a mate of mine who took his Tinder shot, he went on one of his mates, he got his yacht and put on a skipper's hat and stood behind the wheel. Does that look like he owned the boat?
Well, I'll give you the tip.
Yes.
There's no way as a woman I would tap
you
on
would
that.
You would love it.
I would not.
Right. One of the hottest items in Australia going right now is Mick coin.
Oh, we're gonna,
everybody wants to get their hands on a Mick
coin.
They've got a special box and everything. It's out there. It's
Where
out there.
It?
The special box for the Mick coin.
Okay, good.
All right,
that's right.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
The world's newest and best currency, Mick coin. What are you prepared to pay?
This is an exchange of goods and services for one Mick coin. There were 100 minted. I think we're about 60 down, 40 to go. They are all going to be gone by this time next week.
And they will all beautifully presented in a Mick coin leather box. And I'm just showing Mickey.
With K&M on the front, the coin inside.
And the velvet inside, super posh.
And is it Dick and Balls up or is it my head up?
It's your head up.
Yeah.
And I think we might present it like that.
Yeah,
and they'll all be numbered. On the bottom of the box, you'll have a special number.
It's magnificent.
Limited edition.
They've all been mounted. They're beautifully presented.
Yes.
What could go wrong? And I'm giving out a few today. Doug Holden Racing Jumper, signed by Peter Brock. I'll take that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Do it.
Brilliant.
Yes. We'll get in contact with him. That's
okay.
A ripper.
What else?
Well, Arthur Beck. I'll offer one of my finest ewes. He's got a picture of all his sheep there for a Mick coin.
Oh, sold.
Yep,
you
sold,
want a
mate.
Sheep. What for? What are you going to do with a ewe?
I want to put it in my exhibition and save it from a live export.
Really?
That live export's got to stop. It has to stop.
I know. Good,
that is...
good chance to get that in.
Oh, all right. So let's go.
Very topical.
So the ewe's going to come to the exhibition.
A ewe will be in the exhibition.
Will
right.
the ewe
yes.
be alive? Or?
It'll be alive. What do you want to do? Like a
roast
like...
lamb. Just
How
asking.
How dare you, Jane?
Just asking.
How am I trying to get that baby giraffe there? That'd be good for the exhibition.
Aww.
I should have offered her a couple of Mick coins for the baby giraffe.
Hey, we got people offering. So
a wedding dress. Hey, hey, wait. Hold your horses.
What the hell?
This is from Kat.
What's Kat doing? She's gone mad.
Loaning. No, I want it. I loan my wedding dress for one Mick coin. I'd love to be able to give my husband a Mick coin. Well, there's other ways. Like, no, what if we can put it on a...
some arrangement you want to come to with her and...
No, I don't. No, what I want to do is put that on like a mannequin.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's sold. Wedding dress.
A wedding dress.
I've got an Uncle Fester head that has a light globe in its mouth.
Why
sure.
not?
So.
Sounds
good. Let's go to the callers. Mark, what would you like to offer for a Mick coin?
Nicky, my missus is pregnant, and I would be willing to name our next child after your good self and present the Mick coin to the child in the future.
Sold.
So, you're due in September. It's going to be a little tiger baby. So,
tell me.
So you have to call him Mickey Tiger.
No.
Tiger's a middle name.
He said Mick.
Mark.
And as long Isn't Mick enough?
Mick is enough.
But you don't have to convince her yet.
Name my child Mick, wife due in September. Have you spoken to the wife about this?
No. Do I have to?
No. Well, all right. Good luck. Let me know how it goes. You're in.
Yes.
One Mick coin on presentation of a baby named Mick.
I got a bad feeling about that baby.
I like it. Damien's on the line. Damien, what do you want for a Mick coin, mate?
Playing cards to go with your Playboy limited edition.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's on them?
They're nudie ladies.
Nudie ladies playing cards. I guess these were your dad's, so they're hand-me-downs?
They were. It's a full deck, and even the Joker's in there. She's gorgeous.
That's great. All right. That's done. Damien's in.
Let's go to Luke. Luke, last caller. I think this is all we can do today. Luke, what's your offer for a Bitcoin?
Hey, you can have my apprentice for a day, mate.
What's that?
You can have my apprentice for the day.
Apprentice for a day?
What kind of tradie are you, Luke?
He's a bricklaying apprentice.
How could I have it? Yes, you've got a bricklayer. I've got an apprentice for the day. For everyone else on the line, don't worry, call back because you're not out of the hunt. Well done. We've got a few off today.
We have got a few off. That's very exciting.
And also jump on Facebook at Kennedy Malloy because we love to see what you are prepared to offer for exchange in a Mick coin, which is now presented in a little box.
It is indeed. We've given away those front bar tickets for tonight, have
they
we?
They have gone.
They're all gone, and you're about to leave the studio and head up to the front bar.
Jane once more?
Oh, yeah, sure. This is Jane from earlier today.
This is, I think we have.
Potty mouth. Big show tomorrow. Stick around.
I'm in big trouble.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.